listening to episode 3 of the Big Homie Podcast. Out the gate here, we're going to go ahead and listen to the police chatter over the radio if American inner city cops were the first to respond to the Squid Game massacre murders when they got mowed down in the opening scenes.
Master Control to David 78.
Go for 78.
78, what's your 20? Over.
Master Control, we're down here on field 2. It's a goddamn bloodbath. Over.
7-8. Captain said to make sure to leave everybody's jewelry on this time. You got a little carried away the last couple of rounds. You're starting to cut into profits. Over.
Master Control, be advised that was Martinez. Over.
7-8, whatever, man. Listen, we just need you to go ahead and let everybody know what's going on. Get back in the headquarters. Over.
7-8 Master Control, you guys want me to stop by Dunkin' Donuts on the way back? Maybe get a couple of bags of donut holes? Because I always know I feel better when I just eat 36 of the little holes instead of the actual 9 donuts. Over.
7-8, I'm not sure you got time for donuts, buddy. We just need you to get back here to HQ. Copy?
Could you just let Captain know that they just started doing the pumpkin spice donuts? Over.
Master Control, 7-8, stand by. Let's talk to Captain. Stand by.
7-8, Captain said go ahead and stop off. Grab a couple dozen of those spice, pumpkin spice holes. Maybe get a couple coffees. Maybe give me a bear claw. Over.
Master Control, be advised, donuts are for Captain only. Your wife said you're no longer allowed to have bear claws on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Over. Master Control, 7-8, be advised, my wife does not work for the department. Also be advised, your wife called in. She just wanted to make sure you didn't flag the credit card when you see the extra large tip for the Uber Eats guy today. I guess he came in and held the camera and filmed. I guess he held the camera and filmed while her new boyfriend ate a corn dog out of her ass. Over.
7-8 to Master Control. Be advised. I hope you at least got 60% tip there. I think all the boys down at the station agree that's pretty fair. Over.
7-8 boys down at the station all confirmed it's quality tipping there. From what we understand, early reports show that the new boyfriend couldn't even find the corn dog for 45 minutes. Over.
Copy. I'm going to go ahead and finish up here with this standoff. I'm in the Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be back at the station. Them shits are going to be still hot. Over.
Master Control, David 7-8, Captain said go ahead and bring in the wallets too. Fuck it. It's almost Christmas. Over.
Copy, Control. Well, you guys want me to bring these tracksuits in? Or some of the people got shot in the leg and blood out and the tops are still good. Over.
Captain said if there's any medium-sized jogging tops for women with no bullet holes in, they got size medium. He'll take a green one for his wife for St. Patrick's Day party. Over.
Copy that, Master Control. Would you like me to pick you one up with bullet holes? Maybe you can use it for Halloween. Over.
Master Control, 7-8. That's negative.
I'm gonna go ahead and close up this standoff. See you guys in a few. Over.
Copy that, 7-8.
All right, anybody that's still in there, this is no longer a standoff. I'm just going to go ahead and tell the goddamn doll to lay you guys out with another 3,000 rounds. So if you want to go ahead and come out, we invite you into episode 3 of the Big Homie Podcast.
I'll tell you what, man. That was a fresh-ass new sketch. And I'll tell you what else is fresh. And that's HelloFresh, guys, okay? And with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit, guys. You know me. I'm a $20 bootleg chef, okay? I learned in these streets, all right? And I've been getting busy. I don't have as much time to go to the store, all right? You got a new year, and it's a great time to focus on what's important to you. Now, if that's saving money by ordering less takeout, maybe learning how to cook, prioritizing your wellness, okay? HelloFresh is here to help you with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable, guys, okay? My favorite part is that it cuts back also on the time spent in the kitchen. Now you can spend that on other resolutions, okay, with meals ready in 30 minutes or less, plus quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes, okay, and low prep and easy cleanup options. That provides an even faster route to putting food on the table. Here's what I love. I'm at the grocery store all the time. You guys know this, okay? HelloFresh is 72%. Do the math on that. 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. You can save, on average, over $65 a month when you order through HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's halfway at least to your cell phone bill. Okay, now what? Looks like HelloFresh is picking up half your phone bill. That's more money to put towards things like that phone or other goals you have this year, all right? And another thing is great is the diversity of this menu. We're talking about 50 menu and market items to choose from every week. Veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, gourmet options. We're talking about providing plenty of variety here. Recipes like hibachi, sweet soy, bayette, steak and shrimp. We're talking restaurant quality meals right in your kitchen, okay? What about this? Who don't love a good white cheddar Wonder Burger? Come on, man. It's never been easier than ever to skip takeout. They're making it easy. They got your back. They're flexible. They'll customize your orders. Whatever you need, I'm telling you, this is the meal service you're looking to get. I use it all the time. I mean, my favorite part is I don't have all the extra stuff left over. I always get too much beans. I always get too much of this or too much of everything. They send you right what you need. There isn't a whole bunch of waste going on. And I got your hookup, guys. 16 free meals right now. If you go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazin16 and you use promo code GunsBlazin16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's a lot of free food, man. Okay? Now remember, if you want the 16 free meals, you got to go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazin16 and use promo code GunsBlazin16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. This is where it's at, okay? And I'm telling you, this is the move is HelloFresh this year. That's America's number one meal kit. Hey, I'm going to follow up that HelloFresh ad with right in the food and bev section of the Big Homie Podcast. And I appreciate you guys listening, everybody who's taking their time to listen to this new format. I really appreciate you guys. Today on Food and Bev, I wanted to get into deep frying chicken. I feel like, it's such a sought after, like a good fried chicken restaurant is hard to find where it's actually something different than just a basic ass. A lot of times these restaurants will get love or they'll get popularity. Some of them not even that great. Some of them are, but that might be the only fried chicken in your neighborhood or in your city, a really good one. And if it's half-assed, everybody thinks that's what good fried chicken is. I've been to some great fried chicken spots. It's just the quality of the skin, I think, is what separates it. When you're doing fried chicken, you're going to want to definitely season. The last time I did 150 deep fried chicken wings for Christmas as an appetizer. And I only breaded with cornstarch and I added some baking powder in there. That works. There's like as far as the baking powder, it works something chemically with the chicken skin. So that's why you're going to add baking powder to your cornstarch before you start, coating your wings. Now, I really enjoy doing this, because I haven't really cooked that many wings at one time ever. And I just got, my mom got me a sweet-ass new deep fryer for Christmas. So, you know, they had gotten one, and they're like, yo, you need one of these. And I'm like, all right, Mom, thanks. I got a nice one with the two it has the two baskets, you know, but I ended up not using the baskets. I just went hardcore with the oil, all, you know, I just put them in there because you could fit more in the big-ass tub than you can just in the baskets. You know, for large, I would have used the baskets, but, you know, without a large amount of wings. So let me get back to the breading before we get to the frying. I did it the night before as well. I breaded the wings. So me, my girl, and her son and daughter, we hung out, and I got everybody together. We had some gloves on. We got all the wings, and I poured out my cornstarch into a bucket. You know, I put my baking soda, I mean, my baking powder in there. I added some cayenne pepper. You know, you could put some pepper in there. This is where you're going to want to throw in your seasonings. And, you know, depending on what your favorite flavors are when it comes to spices, you know, if you really enjoy cooking, remember that these are the little small things right here that change the flavor profile and really start to make your food taste a lot better than normal, regular people at home food. And not that many people even fry chicken at home because it's such a fucking process and it's a messy, right? Messing with the oil and whatnot. Make sure, I really do recommend, it changes the game. Frying chicken inside in your pot versus doing it on a deep fryer, which is just a propane little flame buddy underneath a metal bucket, you know? My oil's in there and I think you know, it's much a cleaner operation. You get a funnel. You could dump your oil right back out into the bottles, you know, quick and easy. And you don't get the kitchen all dirty. So I would definitely suggest rolling. It's only like $120 at Home Depot. So depending on how much wings and deep fried food you're looking to rock and roll with, definitely roll with the outside deep fryer. And now when you're coating, back to coating these wings, you know, that breading is what's most important, I feel like. The chicken's going to be chased like chicken. You know, you're getting that layer of flavor before you pop into the meat. So whatever your favorite flavors are, if you like Middle Eastern flavors, maybe you want to try a little turmeric in there. Maybe you want to try a little harissa. When you start cooking a lot, you want to really be able to just, a lot of times I smoke a little bit of weed before I go to the grocery store and I just hang out right there in the spice section. And I'm like, what don't I have in here? What have I not worked with? What flavors am I missing out on here? What can make this recipe pop more than normal? And that's where I was with these wings. And, you know, I went with the Korean fried chicken wing, but I made like 100 of them Korean fried wings with the flavor, with Korean, barbecue sauce. And then after that, the next day, I deep fried a whole bunch more and I just use it with different sauces, right? I dipped in different sauces. I just cooked the wings and I didn't coat them in the Korean sauce. And I'm telling you, you got to have fun with the coating. Now, remember, that's where you're going to get your experimentation on and what spices you add. And then you're going to find out, you can go heavy spice and mix with your cornstarch and find out, you know, after a few fries, do you want less spice, more spice, this spice or that spice or no spice and just go with a basic, clean, delicious fried chicken skin. I would suggest after doing it, because my chicken skins came out so nice, I would suggest definitely coating the wings in the cornstarch, you know, in your cornstarch spice mix the night before you eat the wing. For whatever reason, I'm not, you know, the scientific shit going on there with the chicken, the meat, and the chemicals or the fucking everything going on there with this baking powder and the cornstarch. Really gave it a good base, and it was just really firm chicken skin. So now when I do my wings, I deep fry the wings twice. So I'm going to come in early with the wings, and I'm going to have my oil set to around 275, you know, maybe 300 out the gate as far as temps of the oil. I got my wings already. I got my nice batter, my nice cornstarch on the wing. It was overnight in the refrigerator. Now it's time to cook. I got my oil at about 275, 300. Start dropping wings in nice and slow. I would suggest getting one of the, I have one. It's like a circle metal thing at the end. It looks almost like a fence. And it's got a wood, it's just a stick on the edge. And you just get in there, right? And you know, that's how you, I would suggest at least taking the wings out with that. Not tongs, because you don't want to be, you don't want to go in there and start tonging at the wings, fucking up your breading when you spent so much time on it. So the other tool gets up under there and pulls it up. You know, you just get up under there like a little basket, pull it out of the oil. Now remember, you're looking at about 18 to 20 minutes out the gate, first cook on these wings. You know, 275, 300 degrees, you got about 18, 20 minutes fry on that. You pull them out, put them in a little container next to there, and let them cool down. Make sure you put paper towels down so the oil soaks up. And let those wings cool, okay? Do another batch. Pop them out. Let them cool. You got to get the wings to cool down. You need that chicken skin to start to harden nice. Now when the wings are nice and cool, you've already got your first deep fry. All the first row, you know, the first run's over. You know, you got your 275 temps. Now let's get it up. Because now we're going to refry those same fried wings. And this is where you're going to get that really wonderful balance of texture between the meat and your chicken skin, you know, your fried chicken skin. You want a nice, crispy, delicious, obviously not burnt, outer layer chicken, fried chicken with a wonderful, juicy, actual chicken. But you guys get what I'm saying here. I'm telling you, the second fry is really important. Let the chicken cool down. Get your temp back up to like 400. You know, get that thing rocking as high as you can get it. You want the oil, you know, you want that oil to be super hot, definitely hotter than 300. If you get it to 350, that's fine too. Because if the wind is blowing type shit, your burner, it's only the one burner under there. So it might not be able to get up to four, you know, four plus. You can have the wind fucking with it. I had tables blocking it with towels blocking it just to try to keep the heat in. You know, using an outdoor deep fryer, you know, in December on the East Coast. So now my wings are cooled down. Let's pop them back in the fryer. Now our temps, you know, you got your little temperature gauge there. It's stuck on the wall of your, that comes with the little fryer. And that's up to 400, 350. Boom, we're ready. Drop the wings back in another 5 minutes. And you're going to, I'm telling you, another five, you'll start to see a really nice coating of the outer layer, really firm. That's what I like. I don't like to pick up fried chicken and the skin slides off. I want a nice piece of chicken. And that's what you're going to get here. Pull that out. Set them to the side. Let them cool. Finish your whole operation. All your wings you got. You've gone through the second fry. Another 5 minutes around 350 to 400. Let them cool. Now, these are fried chicken wings is what I'm doing here. The same process. Everything could obviously work with regular chicken. You know, larger chicken breast, things like that. But I got to say that I just like these fried wings. They come out so good. And go to a good butcher, you know. Get some good-ass wings. If you're in Indiana, obviously, if you're in Indianapolis, you're going to head to Kincaid's Meat Market. They got great wings there. You know, now it's the sauce, right? Now, what are you going to do? Now, I tell you what really surprised me on the sauce. Like, I spent a shitload of time making the Korean sauce for the Korean chicken wings. You know, I had to go in there. You know, first you got to fry up some ginger with onion. You know what I mean? And then you're adding all types of stuff. You know, I got ketchup in there. You know, you got vinegar, you know, white vinegar, salt, pepper. You got some seasoning, honey. I forget what else was in there. I have to look at my recipe on my notes. And, you know, that's got to get thick, too. That's going to be cooking for a while. It's going to get a little messy at the stove. You know, if you're already taking so much. Now, I'm not trying to say don't do the Korean wing recipe. It's going to be great. I'll put the goddamn recipe in the show notes. Okay, but I'm telling you, don't sit on. You know, if you want to go full balls of the wall and get, you know, you're going to go ahead and just kill the kitchen tonight, then, you know, use the Korean wing recipe for the sauce. But also, if you want to just streamline this and get to eating that chicken. I'm telling you what, you could go with barbecue sauce, obviously, you know, whatever you want, ranch. I mean, I thought the flavor of the wing was just good enough without ranch. But what I did use was I got that, it's the sauce, it's the guacamole salsa. I'm having a brain fart right now with that Mexican company that does all the beans. Goza, I think. No, it's another one. Damn it, what a brain fart. I'll put the link to the guacamole salsa in the show notes. I got to bring the show notes list down. All right. Okay, this stuff, what I was doing, I was putting my chicken wings in a cup. It was a bigger cup. It was like a to-go cup you'd get soup out of, you know. We had a few of those. And then I poured the sauce, and I had the top of the wing kind of facing outward, right? Like, they were all like an upside-down teepee in there. And then I just poured this sauce in the middle over it, the green guacamole salsa. And I'm telling you, I wish I would have put some goddamn garnish, and some cilantro garnish, because the Mexican fried chicken that I made, the sauce with the chicken wing was unbelievable. It's definitely not to be slept on. I really loved the guacamole salsa with these fried chicken wings. Now, remember, when you are frying on that second one, you know, don't hold it to 5 minutes exactly. But what I'm saying, you got to watch the chicken. You know, you don't want the chicken getting stupid burnt. You know, you're looking at, you know, you're playing in the line here of shit could go wrong. So you don't want to be fucking up your fried chicken. So make sure that you're keeping a good eye on it. You know, I got only one good eye, and I keep my eye on my chicken, and you should too. And I just really want people to start making a little bit more fried chicken at the house, because you get so much, it's so good. And I know it's a double-edged sword with fried chicken, because you can go to the goddamn grocery store and they got that little hot bar in most grocery stores, and they're just whoring out the fried chicken, and it's like $9, and you get a side of probably $10, get you some fucking potato wedges or something. That is an option. But also, I just take pride in knowing that I have an unbelievably delicious fried chicken wing recipe. Do I want to just go hot sauce? Do I want to go ranch? Do I want to go plain fried chicken? Do I want to go Korean? Do I want to go Mexican? Do I want to go barbecue? You have all those options. And you have a lot of chicken. You know, for the same, like, if you're buying, like, you know, that chicken's $10 and you get, like, maybe five wings in there. You know, pounds of wings are not cheap right now. They're probably $5 a pound. I can't remember what we paid. But you could still get double the amount of wings. Again, so I, you know, buy five pounds. Why not go bonkers? You're out there. You already got the deep fryer set up. Don't sell yourself short, is what I'm saying, you know? You're going to have to clean some shit anyways. You might as well make it worth it. So that's my little talk right there on fried chicken. I hope you guys get pumped up. I got to put here guac, salsa, and then the two recipes in the show notes. You know, and so this also goes for salsa. I kind of wanted to touch on salsa on this episode. I feel like a lot of people just skate with salsa by just buying the jars of whatever. Now, the chip, yeah, and I do it too. I mean, I use that guacamole salsa. Sometimes I'll just put lime on some tortilla chips. I'll put them in a bowl. I'll squeeze lime all over the chips, and then I'll just dip it into that guacamole salsa. It's delicious. But also, it's another pride thing, right? So I like to make good salsa. I like to make guacamole. There's just a couple of things that sometimes if you're having dinner and you're going balls to the wall making tacos, or, you know, you got the flat top grill out, you're going bonkers, why not have a nice added touch? It's a touch. It's presentation. You know, this is what we're doing here. When you're cooking, you want people, you know, you want to put your effort into what you're making so that people really enjoy it, because everybody knows somebody that makes something that nobody else is making, or something that's super good that sticks out to you. So when I make a good salsa, and then next thing I know, I'm getting requests the next time people are coming over, bro, are you making your salsa? Whammo. That's why I do it. I love that. And, you know, salsa, you can do so many directions. Are you going fresh salsa? Are you going to go roasted? Are you going rojo? Verde, ¿qué está haciendo? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Personally, I'm a huge huge green guy. I love making green, you know, verde. I love making verde salsa. I also, you know, because you get to roast. I love the roasted vegetable flavor in salsa. I worked at Chevy's Mexican restaurant, and I gotta say, that Chevy's Mexican restaurant, even though it's a chain, has really good, because they're doing it legit in the back. Like, they're not just bringing in some bagged up frozen shit from corporate. The homies in the back got the big, you know, the big pans you would drop in an oven. Let's say if you're cooking a whole bunch of breadsticks or something at a restaurant. Well, that's where they put the tomatoes out on. And the peppers and the poblano and the jalapeno. So they have, you know, a few different kinds of salsas there. But my favorite was, I just used to love them roasting these huge platters of vegetables in the back with all the burners just going bonkers to just blacken all of these and roast up all the vegetables. It kind of got me hooked on it then, and it's kind of still lingered into my life from my early 20s into my early 40s. Ooh, that popped up high there. I lost my voice a little bit this last week. Me and my fiance were in Florida, and we haven't really gone out and party lately, and we kind of tied one off a couple nights. And your boy got lost a little voice, so it's still coming back. But, you know, when you're roasting your salsa, remember, you want that, get you a pot and just, you know, you're going to be roasting salsa, you need a pot to, you know, to roast your vegetables, and then a nice blender. And that's your move right there, you know. You're going to get to roast those onions in there. And, you know, if you want to get a little sweetness in your salsa, that's where you're going to use, you know, a white onion. I think white and yellow onions are the two ones that'll get a little sweetness when they start to cook down, is where you're going to get that sweet onion flavor. You know, you got your tomatillos or your regular tomatoes. And that's another thing when it comes to salsa, you get to experiment with all the different type of tomatoes, you know, like, and then you're going to find one. And that's what also makes you feel good. Those little milestones where you find something that just changes the flavor a little bit. And people are like, what the hell is, what are you doing? Why is this so good? What are you doing to your salsa? And you're just like, it's top secret. It's not top secret. You're just, you know, fuck it. You just went balls to the wall and spent an extra 10 extra bucks on heirloom tomatoes or whatever, right? Big heirloom guy, by the way. Slice those up. You know what I mean? Drop a little salt on them. Forget about it. I use a lot of tomatillos when I make salsa, obviously, for my green chili verde sauce. You know, the poblano is going to make the flavors pop. You know, you can even drop an Anaheim chili in there. You know, the jalapeno, I would suggest no seeds because it's still going to be hot, but at least you don't have everybody shit in their pants. Because let's be honest, America has a lot of people with some weak-ass bellies, okay? The level of spice the average human can handle is subpar at best. Okay, we got some weak bellies. We got a lot of Melanta going off the shelves. Tons of Pepto still coating bellies because people can't handle hot. Now, a lot of us can. But still, I would suggest take out the jalapenos before you do, the seeds before you are roasting this up. So anyways, you roast your vegetables, throw some salt down there, some garlic, you know, onion, your tomatillos, your poblano, some jalapeno. Once you get those skins nice and black now, the restaurant, they took the skins off. I'm not sure if it's because it's basically straight carcinogens, but I don't do that. You can scrape the, you know, all this black, once you've already roasted your vegetables and they're already blackening around it, you know, I could do that. You know, I could take that skins off, but I don't like to. I want it. You know, even if it's just to help with the color, like darkening my salsa up, you know what I mean? Like make my shit a little, get some flavor and you can see it in that salsa at Chevy's Mexican restaurant. Bro, that you could see like the black pieces in there. It was really heavy, even though they did scrape it off because they roasted the shit out of those vegetables. But this is another you know, characteristic of a good recipe. That's just you putting in the work. You know, when you're blending it up, you're throwing all your vegetables in there. You're going to put some lime in there, some salt, you know, obviously pepper. You know, I'm going heavy cilantro, obviously. I might even throw a little bit of, a little olive oil in there. And also remember, you know, I always undersalt because you can never, you know, you can always add salt later. Before that, you know, you're not, you can't take salt out. So I have fucked up some guacamole. I accidentally throw a little too much salt in there. And then you're just like, oh, look, we bought 5 avocados because so this asshole can ruin the guacamole. Oops, sorry. So now remember, what I'm trying to say is that your salsa is always going to be better than the next few days. Every day it kind of gets a little better until it gets like to that point where it's just perfect. I think day 3 maybe. Salsa is just, we're right where you want it. You know what I mean? Like, I love when I find it. And then the first day, you know, it's going to be, you know, you're going to still get your flavors, but you really want that, all that stuff to really work overnight. So if you can make a salsa before everybody's there, I would suggest that. And remember, we're experimenting with your salsas. I'll experiment with different chilies. You're going to experiment with different tomatoes, different onions. You know what I mean? You have so many options. And that's before we even get to the fruit side of it. You know, are you going to be adding pineapple, mango, papaya? You know, there's just so much that you can do with salsa. And I think that Pace Picante has basically fucking streamlined America, you know, into a shitbox salsa. Now, listen, growing up, my mother would get a thing of cream cheese, you know, a whole block, whammo, drop that into a bowl, get the Pace Picante, kid, dump it on the cream cheese, get the Doritos, and let's start digging in. And it was one of my favorite snacks. But I also can no longer, you're not going to catch me fucking with no Pace Picante, man. Not unless they start buying ad space. And then guess what? This stuff's made New York City. You know what I mean? But until then, I would rather, and there are other good quality, you know, salsas pre-made in jars and restaurants, you know, in grocery stores. And I encourage that too. If you're not ready to start rocking and rolling, you know, with your own salsa operation at the house, you know, if you don't have a quality blender that you trust, if you're not roasting, if you're not into roasting veggies, go, you know, in the chip aisle, there's usually, and if you also go to the, over by the Mexican section, they have great, there's a lot of great salsas in there. So, you know, I know it's more of a summertime thing, but also for me, it's just like a craving thing. So it's a year round thing when it comes to salsa as well for me personally. And then on the drink side, you know, got some fried chicken action here today. We went over some salsa. On the drink side, this was a really fun one for me because I never tried this drink until I moved to New York. If you live in a city that has a Korean barbecue spot, you know, where you cook up all your food in front of you yourself, you get the tongs, start making up all your own food. Next thing you know, you're ready to open up your own goddamn Korean restaurant after eating there 3 times. Next time you go to that place, get the soju beer tower. We're talking like they put 5 beers in a tower. They drop a bottle of soju in there. You probably get to pick the flavor or whatever of soju you want. I think in New York City, like right off about my where I lived, like 32nd and like 6th, the place I used to go to is incredible. I did an episode there, a chef, and I just had a flashback, and I was thinking about this place, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna share with people to make sure that if they hit the Korean barbecue place, to look to get the soju beer tower. They take the whole bottle, they take 4 or 5 beers, pour it in the tower, they fill it up, they drop a whole bottle of soju in there, and you just get lit up, kid. And it just makes the experience so fun. You're cooking your own food here at the Korean restaurant. You got a tower of soju beers and shit. You busted out the Korean language app. Next thing you know, you're speaking to the waitstaff in Korean. Next thing you know, you're in Korea, right? And you're on a goddamn train across South Korea, and you're doing karaoke. Oh, man. Maybe that was a little extended, a little too hard there at the end. But I do know they do karaoke on trains in Korea. But I'm telling you, if you haven't hit the Korean barbecue spot, put that on the calendar. Hit it for date night, kid. Hit it for the family night. Hit it for a night with the homies. Maybe you and all your girls get out there. And don't forget to add yourself a little soju Korean beer tower and watch the magic happen. Man, that song is creepy. It's cool as shit, though, but it's creepy. This is a full Squid Games Korean episode, I guess I'm going here. I'm having a good time, though. I'm really having a fun time with this new format. You know, me and Todd talk daily, going over ideas and having fun with it. I got to use my little walkie-talkies for all that bullshit with the cops earlier, the corn dogs. I even got to use my bullhorn. I'm just trying to have a good time with this podcast. I got some fun news. The American Cornhole League's new season starting up. They're bringing me on for the whole season. I'll be producing and host. I'll be one of the producers and host and hosting a show for them called Road to Airmail City. What's going to happen is that there's going Shamir Moore and David Lim. Shamir Moore turned his backyard in Calabasas into a cornhole arena. If you're not familiar with Shamir Moore is the star of the show SWAT. You'll know the guy. He's just a guy you just recognize from TV, no matter who you are. My mom is all pumped up because she loves watching the show SWAT. And you know, I was telling her, yeah, we'll be at his house filming. So how it works is the top eight men and the top eight women after the five national events this year are automatically qualified and to go into the invitational that is Airmail City at Shamir Moore's house. It's going to be a fun, full weekend hanging out over there, rubbing elbows with Hollywood. and I'm going to document the whole series, you know, the path. You know, it's going to be a big ass payday. I'm not sure if they announced how much, but it's going to be a nice ass payday. And I get to go to all the events, and we are going to hold it down. And I'm going to document and do the show, host the show, and just watch and cover as these 16 players are figured out and decided. These events are huge. These pros are incredible. To be a top eight men's or women's in cornhole is incredible. So many people are so good. Cornhole, why I always call it the easiest, hardest game ever. But I'm telling you, these guys, Stacy Moore, Trey Ryder, and their team, the ACL, they're just doing a shit ton. I'm not sure I've ever seen two dudes do this much shit. There's Olympic talk, you know, chatter going on for 2028 level action. But this year, Road to Airmail City, the shows will be dropping episodes all throughout the year. You know, we have the five major events, which end up in Rock Hill in September for the, I'm sorry, August for the World Championships. And then from there, the eight men and eight women finalists will be crowned, and they will be heading to Airmail City. We go to Calabasas to hang out with Shamir Moore. And I get to do it all as content and have a good time. And I'm really excited about it. I'm pumped to be working with those guys. I have a new house we're in. Has a garage with really high roof. A three-car garage with really high ceiling. And I get practice. I was playing last night. I couldn't sleep. Went outside, fucking threw probably 200-300 bags at 2 in the morning. I love it. I love being able to play anytime I want in the winter. I was so nervous because I want to get better. I'm going to be the 2024 Rookie of the Year ACL. And I was a bit nervous. I was about the winter. I'm going to lose my skills. But I've been working on it. I'm still working in the morning. I'm practicing, and I'm playing. And I'm loving cornhole, man. My new sponsor, my homeboy, Alex from Long Beach Jerky. Remember, guys? 20% off of the website with the promo code TheBigHomie. Okay? That's your hookup over at the Jerky Game. So make sure you guys go support small business. Hit him up. Get you some delicious jerky. I recommend Crack Pepper. I recommend all four of their flavors, but the cracked pepper and the spicy teriyaki got my shit running, kid. Buffalo wing. I used to love buffalo wing the best, but after I ate about 4,000 pounds of it, I shifted to not like, I love it still, but I'm saying like I liked the other two are they're all so good. I've been smashing. I just go, you know, like you do anything else. You just go through your flavors on what you're feeling at the moment. And I've been just housing spicy teriyaki and cracked pepper. LBJerkyCo.com, promo code TheBigHomie there. Get you the hookup, man. You want to get you guys hooked up with some good shit. Food, man. Getting discounts on beef jerky, getting 16 free meals with HelloFresh. We're talking fried chicken. You know, it's obviously it's a Big Homie podcast. We talk a lot about food. I love cooking. I can't wait to bust out my flat top grill and get rocking, bro. Breakfast on those things. Oh. Oh, I'm telling you, once you're in the position where you think you need a flat top grill and you're out there griddling up food for the family, you're basically running a goddamn operation out there like you're a small diner. It feels so good, bro. I can't get enough of it. I got hash browns going, bacon a rocking and rolling. I got some fucking pancakes hitting over here, getting ready to drop the eggs on. Stay out of my way, okay? I'm on the griddle. I'm putting in a shift. I'm going to get a fake clock in, a work clock in and out with some time cards. Put that next to my goddamn griddle because it feels like I'm clocking in, ready to rock and roll, knock out a shift, you know what I mean, real quick. Get some prep work in. Cut them peppers up. The potatoes are where it's at. Those hash browns, telling you, you can just buy the frozen bag hash browns. It's so good. I think we're too tumblered out, bro. I mean, talk about a large amount of tumblers. It's Tumble Town. Everybody got fucking 12 tumblers, bro. You know what happens? They start tumbling out of your cabinets. That's why they call them tumblers. Because you buy 47 of them over a few year period, and next thing you know, you're living balls deep in Tumble Town. Listen, and your lady's asking you why you have metal shit dropping off the tile floor, because every time you open up your cabinet, 3 tumblers come tumbling out. What about a chair that's a tumble? It looks like tumbleweed. What about a tumbler that has tumbleweed on the outside of it, like as a graphic? It's a tumbleweed tumbler, bro. I might start a company called it Tumbleweed Tumblers. Steady tumbling, bro. They got me out here, Tip Top Tumbler. Timmy the Tip Top Tumbler from Tucson, originally from Tacoma. I got a real way with words, man. I am a fucking magician. Timmy, hi, I'm Tim. I work over at Tip Top Tumblers. Yeah. Yes, we do. Our branding, we put tumbleweed on the tumbler. Yeah. Was the word tumbler, did it give the glassware, you know, that steel cup, the tumbler, did they give it the name because it tumbles? Like when it falls, it won't break? Or the lid? See, this is the part of the podcast where I would be asked, and Todd would have some bullshit-ass answer. So we don't have that on this one, but I am just trying to break this down myself. Because I just really having fun with the word tumbler and tumbleweed, tumbling, you know? I wonder if anybody ever was tumbled down some stairs. They tumbled over some tumbleweed down some stairs holding their tumbler. I mean, listen, you have to at least ask yourself these questions. I think after the time that I saw a Subaru out, I saw an outback of an outback pulling an outback. And I was just like, wow. I got to take the time out here. I was trying to calculate how it all works out. Either way, bro, maybe we should just take it easy on the tumblers, dude. I had a tumbler tumble out on the goddamn floor today from the cabinet. My lady gave me the look. You know how they do, guys. Like, maybe it's time now to take some action there. Maybe get rid of some tumblers there. Tommy Tumbles. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy picking which tumbler to toss, okay? Just saying. You don't want to tumble in this relationship, bro. Tumble right back into being single because your lady thinks you're a goddamn tumble hoarder. I think I just fucking tumbled through the last 3 minutes of this goddamn podcast. That's what I think, guys. And it's okay. You know what I mean? It is what it is, bro. Me and my lady were at this restaurant. We were at the Siesta Key last week, so I worked from there in the mornings. We were at the Tropical Breeze, goddamn resort there. This guy must have just been buying up these houses all over Siesta Key and just slapped a name out front and calls it the Tropical Breeze. It was awesome. It was a great spot, though. Siesta Key was popping. Sunsets are great. Restaurants are great. We're at a restaurant, and you know, it's all couples down there. I mean, it was every bar we went to and sat at was couples. And, you know, some couples want to talk way more because they're tired of talking to each other, you know. And this guy starts talking to us, and, you know, he's tons of people from Ohio and Michigan down there. People from Ohio are trying to get the fuck out of Ohio right now. They're all in Siesta Key. This guy, at one point, he's like, where are you guys staying? And we're like, yeah, Tropical Breeze right here down the street. Oh, yeah, which ones? And we're like, yeah, right down here down the street. Oh, wait, that those ones? Yeah, that's what room are you in? We're like, and I'm like, oh, man, what are you doing here, bro? What do we do? What do you mean, what room am I in, big dog? Folks from Ohio, like, my mom lives in Ohio. All my family's from Ohio on my mom's side. But Jesus Christ, we don't got to be asking people what their goddamn room numbers are. I mean, it doesn't matter. We had good locks, and I would have fucked this kid up. He probably, you know, I definitely could have knocked him out. He might have been smarter than me on an IQ test, but he ain't smarter than me in these goddamn streets. I'll tell you that. We ended up seeing him here and there a couple times. But I was just, it kind of threw me off, and I just wanted to talk about it because me and my lady were like, you know, it was like a running joke the whole time. What room are you in? Oh, great. What are you not going to be there? Oh, what time do you guys go to sleep? What the fuck up, bro? I can tumble out of here, man. All right, I've overused Tumblr. All right, guys. You know what? Can you guys do me a huge favor? Can you rate and review? Can you throw another review up on here on whatever platform you listen? I'd really appreciate it. Grab some new reviews in there. Let people know that season 2 here is out and it's just your voice solo. I'll be recording again tomorrow, but I'm going to finish this one up right now. I appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you guys go hit the YouTube, $20 Chef YouTube. Please, I appreciate you. Make sure you hit me with a little rate and review and subscribe and all of that good stuff. I got some really good guests coming up, man. I've been on the hunt for guests. I'm really excited who I have coming on. And I think you're going to be excited. So I appreciate you guys. And I'll be dropping a couple more of these this coming week. I will be in Vegas this weekend, holding it down, playing some cornhole, watching the greats do it. We'll be hanging out, ESPN broadcast, doing our thing. So make sure you guys check that out this weekend. The ACL kickoff battle 2022. And this year, the road to Airmail City with your boy. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Appreciate you. See ya. Peace out.
Shutdown sequence initiated. Shutting down.